sitting in the back and we just started getting busy when she whispered, what was that? The wind, I think, 'cause no one else knows where we are. And that was when she started screaming, that's my dad outside the car. Oh, please, the keys, they're not in the ignition. Must have ground up on the floor while we were switching up positions. I guess they knew that she was missing. As I tried to tell her dad, it was a mouth that I was kissing. Screaming, oh, we're never gonna quit. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Just acting like we're animals. No, no matter where we go,
Previously, on No Whiners Radio.
Alright, listen up, you fucking assholes. That fucking girl like right there is like 15 fucking years old, and you fucking pieces of shit are molesting her while she's on the fucking crowd. Your fucking mothers should be ashamed of themselves, you pieces of shit.
No Whiners Radio will be live on the air in a few moments. Stay tuned, you won't want to miss this.
If I fucking see that shit again, I swear to God, I will point you out in the crowd and have everyone around you beat your fucking ass.
And now, James, Bobby and Brenda are live here on No Whiners Radio. Welcome to the asylum.
Everyone, welcome to the asylum. This is James.
Finger.
Fucking Bobby. Brenda and Cheryl. What's up, guys?
Not a fucking thing.
What?
Cheryl, answers.
Hey, you helped it get in there, so whatever.
I just held the fucking PVC pipe. Don't be blaming me for shit. You're the one throwing in the cheese nips.
I use clear PVC, so when I know it's time to shoot the other hamster in.
Oh, God,
sometimes,
Jesus.
Sometimes I use guinea pigs because they're bigger.
That is so sick, it's fucking awesome.
I've seen you throwing the fucking Q-tips in there with peanut butter on them.
Yeah, come get it, boys.
Wow. We digressed early tonight.
We wasn't looking at some spiders in the hole.
What is this garbage, man? Not good.
I think a couple of you might be in rare form tonight.
I got some shit to talk about, but I'm going to wait a little while. I just seen a penis that is split open by the skin on it, and it's got muscles around it.
Ew.
Ew.
I think I'm in my mouth. See, this is why I wish we had the chat with pictures.
Who the hell wants
this? Is why I wish we... I'm glad we don't.
Oh, I know, right?
He'd never be talking. She'd be putting shit in there.
But look,
no, he'd be out on the fucking lawn, and all we would hear is the cops. Bobby, can you put your fucking penis away, please? Oh, Jesus, you sick fuck. That looks like Rice-A-Roni in there. What is that?
Oh, that's disgusting. You're
that welcome. Looks like cream of chicken soup. Yeah, not as that again.
I
will never eat chicken soup.
Shut your holes. Let's talk about areolas and nipple size tonight for a moment.
God, for a moment? I can go on for like an hour.
Okay, but listen, I got some shit I gotta discuss because I seen some pretty foul shit on the internet the other day, so you know it's real. But This lady has, like, I don't know, the biggest boobs I've ever seen. In her areola, I swear to fucking Jesus, whoever that guy is, the size of motherfucking watermelons or full size pumpkins. I mean, the whole titty just about is a motherfucking areola, and her nipples look like summer sausages.
Oh, gross.
Was that the picture where her nipples look like fucking rotten pepperonis?
Yes, I see.
Yes, I seen it. Yeah, I've seen that one.
I don't know why anybody... How does that happen?
But if that happened to me, I would never, ever, ever, ever show anybody my fucking boobs. If that happened to me, I'd cut mine fucking off.
I just put it in our group chat there, the asylum chat.
That's dangerous, Bobby.
That's fucking freaking out, man.
Yeah, that's...
Those nipples look like dried up pieces of dog food.
It's
not natural.
Okay, what happened here? Look at this one. What happened here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Too much
Why do you do that? Boobies are not supposed to do that. They are not.
That looks like something they dug out of fucking King Tut's tomb.
Yeah, and stuck it on a woman who's skinny.
Oh.
That vagina looked like a big old fucking roast beef sandwich.
You know what that looks like, honestly? I've seen the show about this. Women that get those great big breast implants, like bigger than the doctor, you know, like they'll get one size and then they'll go up another size and another size. And the doctor's going to tell them not to keep going, but they just keep doing it anyway. And the like the sacks of, like, what is that shit they put in there?
Silicone?
Bags? I don't know. Yeah, silicone.
Saline or silicone, yeah.
The bust open inside there. Have you guys ever seen one of those infections?
No, I haven't.
Holy, it's fucking gross.
But Google is only one step away.
I went to Google today and it actually told me no.
I actually believe that.
I'm sorry, Ms. Martin, but we can no longer facilitate your fucking searches because people
I'm honestly waiting to Google something sometime and somebody just knock at the door and it'd be the fucking FBI. You're sick and you need to be taken away.
I can see that happening to you.
No, have you guys ever seen those nipples that look like frozen fucking alien nipples?
No.
They honestly look like pennies.
Yeah, I have those.
Oh, God.
Not my nipple. My areola is probably as big as a penny, if I'm lucky.
No, this is the actual, like, nipple, and it's all, like, smooshed down. I don't know if that happens from, like, wearing a bra too much or what, but...
As big as a penny? That's tiny.
But, yeah, it's, like, flat and squashed down.
No, I'm talking about
bra. Stepped on a meatball.
Stepped on a meatball.
There are so many things that can go wrong with areolas and nipples.
I've worked in titty bars from pretty much the age of 18 to, say, 32-ish. And I've seen some beautiful titties. I've seen some real beautiful titties. And I've seen some, oh, my God, those are titties. I love you, titties. And then there's amateur night, and these girls come in with banana titties, flapjack titties. They got motherfucking orangutan titties. And it's like,
see, banana titties are the worst for me. Whenever I see that in porn, I automatically just put my pants back on. I'm like, I'm done.
Why would they even leave the house and pretend like they're going to participate? I used to get them off the stage. No, ma'am, this is not happening here today.
You know why? Because their husbands need beer money.
Well, she needs...
They're like, yeah, baby, you can at least get like $6 and some change.
Throwing pennies, making it the hard way.
Yeah.
Give her a chicken sandwich or something, right?
Bitches got fucking round little dots, black and blue dots all over them, the pennies hitting her.
Oof.
Yeah.
From fucking titty bumps.
I can honestly say I have never been in a strip club.
Hey, did you guys...
Why not?
Well, you live in Ohio, so...
It smells like fucking cum and daddy issues, dude. You're not missing anything.
What the fuck here? Wow. I mean, it's not like they don't exist, but...
Well, and you know, a lot of people that haven't been to titty bars like you, they envision, like, the Sopranos, and they're picturing the bada bing, like, the titty bar, and you know, and the strip club, and it's all fucking hot. That's not what a lot of them look like in real life.
No, my ex came home from a titty bar one night, and it smells anything like he smelled when he came home, and I didn't want any part of it anyway.
Yeah, and his hands were sticky from what he'd been doing. They were sticky from the tables they don't wash.
Oof. I'm vomiting a little bit.
Just swallow it. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
They tell me anyway.
You'd be surprised. The health inspectors and shit come into the fucking and code enforcement, come into titty bars. They're pretty clean. I'd eat there. I've eaten that many titty bars.
I've worked at
some. I've eaten a lot of pussy that I wouldn't even fucking take a second glance at.
I've worked at some of them, man. I worked down at I can't say the name of it, but I worked at one down in Sarasota, a big one down in Sarasota. And, man, I'll tell you what, it was a clean place, man. It didn't stink. It was clean. I mean, everything was, you know, constantly wiped down there. All I ever smelled when I went in there was frickin' bleach.
Yeah, or alcohol, because we had spray bottles with alcohol in them. And we would have to spray the poles. The girls would spray the poles. I'm not touching that. And
kill the fucking germs.
Yeah.
Damn.
That and I would would set shit on fire with the alcohol because I'd get bored and be like, I'm going to spell my name with alcohol and make it burn into the table.
Yeah, what he was really doing was spraying it out and lighting it at the strippers.
Yeah, get away.
Shit.
Lobsters. Those crabs are huge.
Man, I was...
You know what I will never understand, though? How they can give, like, restaurants and stuff health inspections, which I'm all for that. Trust me, that's a great thing. But they don't give it to women. Because I know some women that should have their shit inspected once in a while.
They do in Nevada.
They got things called gynecologists.
Yeah, but not all women are smart enough to go and visit one.
Hmm.
And do you think women that smell like a can of cat food that's been sat out on a hot day, do you think they're going to go to the gynecologist?
Yeah, and then, you know, there are those few that really can't afford to go. So, you know, I mean, but still, you can watch that stinky thing and buy a douche, so.
They could at least go to the spay and neuter clinic and get looked at. I'm not kidding you. I had a friend in high school. You couldn't even stay in the same room with her.
Pussy shot.
Oh God.
Would she? Would a woman die if she sewed her pussy shut?
Yeah, they actually do. They do that in a foreign country. They take like young girls because they think that young girls getting their period is like a sign of like sinning. So they take these girls and they sew their vagina shut and it kills them.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
You can't get rid of your toxins and stuff, you know. You can't even... I don't know what the fuck happens. I don't look at the pictures, but...
That's pretty yucky, man. Freaking out over here.
You brought it up! I just helped out with that conversation.
I know they cut the clits off, and I feel bad for the women who don't have a clit. Could you imagine going through life and not coming?
Have you ever seen the women that have too much clit?
Yes, oh. I dated one. I was like, ma'am, you have a
some
small
women have, yeah.
And yeah. She was super embarrassed because I really said that. And we didn't have sex the first time because I said that. And she went into this long conversation about how she had this big elongated clitoris. So I started playing with it to see if it would get hard. It does. I was like, oh, okay, a little let's flick your little penis.
Body. If you leave out a piece of juicy fruit that's been chewed up too long, it will eventually get hard. You didn't do nothing that productive.
That clitoris was large. It almost had me jealous with my fucking penis. I was like, wow, that's pretty big. Maybe she...
Oh, my God.
No, but listen, she got pregnant, and I was there, and it wasn't my kid, though, but this was down the road. It was then, and the doctor... She says, hey, can you do anything about my clit after she got her epidural? And the doctor literally grabbed her clit and cuts the motherfucker off. Like, not like the whole thing. She left like a normal clit and threw it in the little fucking poop tray thing that's there between the woman's legs for when she shits. And I sat down. I sat down fast. I lost like all the blood in my brain just like left.
Wouldn't that mess up her nerves?
No, because the nerves stay where they're supposed to be and the skin just grows. It's quite common, believe it or not.
That just sounds like something off of Saw, the movie Saw.
Got your
somebody,
clit
you
want
to play a game and she grabs a hold of it and chunks a big piece of it off?
I would just kill myself.
I'm scrolling my news feed and I just have two words. Why, Brenda?
Why are you in your news feed? You're supposed to be doing a radio show.
I am.
I didn't do anything this time.
Jeez, top off at Walmart. Oh, my God.
Oh.
that's nasty. And I'm not kidding. If I walked into some place and some dude's asshole was basically hanging out of his pants, I'd kick him in his ass.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. You and James do air conditioning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neither of your asses have ever been blowing in the breeze.
Not at work. No.
It's tucked in. I'm very professional when I'm at work.
At work, we tuck our shirts in. Look right.
That was on the roof, though. So what?
What happens on the roof stays on the roof.
Yeah,
that's right. Because it's bringing shit down with them.
Nope.
I can just see him trying to carry the bucket down the ladder and just tossing it.
Nope. I didn't shit in the bucket on a roof. Normally, I just shit on the roof or in one of the drain pipes. I'd hover over it, watch the poop go in and giggle.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you laughing? He tells you shit on a roof.
Never. I go down and find a damn bathroom if I gotta go, man.
See, I got this thing about pooping in public, man. I can't poop in people's houses. If I was gonna shit somewhere, I'd have to go find a Lowe's or a Home Depot. Quickest bathrooms in the fucking world.
They
pretty clean bathrooms.
Yeah, I just go and find a bathroom, man, if you gotta go that bad.
Nope, I'll shit on the roof where it's nice and open.
Dude, if I was by you guys, I would pretend my air conditioner was broken and have you guys come over to look at it. I would fuck you guys hard.
I wouldn't poop outside your house. I'd have to be on your roof.
Yeah, where everybody could see.
Now, I'm not going to lie, I would piss in your bushes and not even think twice.
That didn't sound right, Bobby. That didn't sound right at all.
Wow.
Talk about something that happened yesterday to me at Walmart.
Oh.
I live up in a place called Hudson in Florida, and it's predominantly white. We have a few, you know, Puerto Ricans and some blacks, and there's a few Muslims moving here all of a sudden. And yesterday I was walking into the Walmart, and there was a group of four guys coming out, all of them black, all of them baggy pants with belts on. And it bumps out of this older guy, and one of them turned around and said, "You better watch where you're going." And I said, "Or what?" And the four of them stopped and turned around and looked at me and started popping off at the mouth like they were going to do something. I said, "Here's what I see. I see fucking four escaped fucking orangutans standing in front of me in a Walmart parking lot, acting like the dumb fucking inbred fucks they are, being the dumb inwards." And I said it loud. I said it real loud, and they all looked at me big-eyed. And I flipped my hat backwards, and I said, "If we're going to do it, let's do it. Otherwise, walk your fuck asses on." They turned around and walked off. That being said, guess what? I was expecting the turnaround and a lot of people be mad. No, people were smiling and fucking clapping, and it was super.
That's fucking awesome.
And when we got back outside, those four black dudes were still there. And I'm not shitting you. I stared at them all the way to my car. I stared at them. I looked at each and every fucking one of them right in their fucking face. They're pussies. All of them. They don't attack anybody by themselves. If they do by themselves, it's old people. They never attack anybody that'll stand up to them. Even in a, I've seen it happen many times where me and maybe two or three of my friends would run into a group of fucking 20 or 30 of them. They'd haul ass because they're pussies. Just like in Ferguson, as soon as the fucking cold weather came and started snowing, those bitches went home. They didn't care no more. There's like fucking 15, 20 people still standing out there. No fucking, they have no, what's the word I'm looking for, conviction maybe? Unless it's from a judge. And,
they were looking for the word job.
Yeah. They must have been passing out fucking job applications in Ferguson. Oh, we gotta go. Maybe they should have fucking did some DNA tests in Ferguson and then everybody would have ran again. You see that they're going to arrest this dad that stood up on the car and incited the riot, the burning of the places and shit?
Yeah, I seen that. I seen the news story earlier today. They said that they were going to, I guess they're supposed to now start looking into it. Well, a week and a half later?
Yeah. Well, I want to say this. I was expelled from all public schools in the state of Florida for inciting a riot at school. And all I did was start. I didn't even start the fight. I got hit in the back of the head with a fucking milk carton and started fighting with some black dudes. Then some Puerto Ricans got involved with it. And then some of my white buddies seen it going down. So they came and ran in and started helping. And that's inciting a fucking race from public school. And that's down. And it's not good to be that guy.
No.
So that guy's inciting.
What do you think about those players for the St. Louis Rams that ran out on the field and did what they did before the game Sunday?
I wish somebody would have thrown something at them.
I don't care what they support, but they need to keep that shit to themselves. Football is football, and their personal life is their personal life.
They're paid to play football. They're not paid to play politics.
Exactly.
They were going to be politicians. They should have ran for fucking office. They should have went out and played fucking football. Numb-headed fucktards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and what I mean, speaking of hate crimes, I mean, inciting the riots like they did, aren't those really hate crimes too?
Inciting the riot, wait for... Did we lose her?
What?
No.
Heard was...
She's here.
All I heard was inciting a riot and then faded.
No, I said the people who were rioting should be, I mean, like, it's like a hate crime in itself.
Yep.
They're destroying their own city out of hate for something they know nothing about.
Well, it's the same as all those people before and after a sporting event that riot. Does anything happen to them?
No. Yeah.
No, but it should.
Yeah, it definitely should. Did you guys see that video today? That's, I don't know, it's somewhere, I think it's in D.C., where those people got up and went, and it was like a 5-lane highway, and they lined up hand in hand across the highway, blocked traffic for hours.
Do you ever see that white guy that ran over a bunch of dumbasses standing in the road?
Why do you do it? Do you have to tell everything I do?
I said, God, you're a dude.
Well, I'm not going to dress like a woman while I'm doing something that stupid.
She was wearing a hat that day. I was in the trunk.
And I had a name tag that said Bobby. Don't laugh, Sarah. There's one that, that said James.
Man, I just tried to sign into this fucking email shit. So I could get my chat thing to work at the chat.nowhiners.com and whinersradio.com, and it gives me a 404.
Why is it giving you a 404?
No, I did. That's why it's telling me to sleep. It's full.
Mine's set up.
I don't know. I looked at a bunch of porn earlier, and now my computer's acting stupid. Yes, there were a few horses and goats involved.
Oh my god.
There was a bunch of people signed up on it. I think there was a butt ton of people signed up on it. Wow, nice. You guys gonna talk or what?
I'm trying to sign in here now.
Oh, we did the chat.
I signed up. I'm trying to sign in.
Yeah, you can hear the live broadcast on it, too.
Oh. Thanks for the reminder in the way. Fucking smart ass. So, yes, what are you talking about now?
My dick. I had to go for a minute because my wife was yelling at me and I didn't want y'all to hear it because I wasn't being sensitive.
What's she yelling at you for?
For breathing.
Oh, poor Bobby.
So.
Acts like he didn't do anything. Can you imagine the fucking shit he does to that poor woman?
I embarrassed her so bad today. We were in downtown Tampa and I was going to my lawyer's office and this roof just across on the road. Fuck, motherfuckers. And we had the windows down. It's nice down here. And I started screaming, out for the cock. Don't run over the fucking cock. Watch out for the cock. Cock must be. The whole motherfucking people, everybody around us is staring at us. I'm like, whew, that cock is Skinny Bailey, huh? And we kept on rolling, and people were screaming. They weren't as entertained by it as I was.
Dude, I swear to God, dude, if I was I don't know why she don't go out like Michael Jackson did with his kids. She should put a blanket over her own head.
Yes.
Can you imagine the shit that he does?
Oh, it's good times. Especially in, like, Walmart trips and such.
I'm talking about you. When somebody in the bar sent me away at Walmart, I fucking tied her fucking gore to the end of the aisle. Make a break for it.
Thank God.
Walmart's fun.
When I go to Walmart, I duck and cover. I get the fuck out. I get the fuck out.
I hate I have a blast. Most of those people I call them homeless, Jerry. The ones that are like, hey, follow you, you know? I follow them hard. I follow them around.
That's for merchandise.
Yeah.
On me. Oh, it's so good.
I fucking get on my cell phone and I'm talking to somebody. I'm like, yeah, he's over here in aisle two. He's definitely doing something.
Just hold your finger on your ear while you do it.
Oh, yeah, not actually talk to anything. You know what I should do? I should get a banana. What was that fucking movie with the fucking, in like the 80s? Where they're talking to like shoes?
No, it was Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy.
No, the show. It was like a show about, they were like undercover agents or something.
I don't know.
James, I know you know. Are you saying he's old?
What are you talking
about? James, not here, man.
I'm here, man. What are you talking about now?
I'm here, bitch.
Well, like, get off the porn.
I'm not on the porn. I'm trying to adjust the levels here and straighten things up a little bit. It has
okay,
a crack
I'm talking
the
about this show that was on in like the 80s, and it was like they were like agents. I don't know if they were undercover agents. Dude, I was like 8 years old, but they were like talking to bananas and like shoes, and everything was like a phone.
Get smart.
Get smart. Thank you. See, I knew he would know.
Yeah.
Get smart.
By the way,
now I, why do I feel old all of a sudden?
Because she said you're old.
I'm just kidding. Say that you want, just for this, you're getting this picture, bitch.
Hey, dude.
No, I said it.
See, has your job? Have you been busy at work, James?
It's been steady. I mean, we've been getting a few each day. It hasn't been. Like,
what do you guys do in the wintertime?
We pray to God that it gets real hot or real cold so that the heat pumps start kicking in and out, going back.
Oh, do you do like heat pumps too?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture in the chat for you of some doo-doo.
I'm not going to look. What's that?
You're going to look.
No, I'm not.
Heat pumps. Down in South Florida, they have straight cools, no heat pumps.
Yeah.
A few heat.
We got a few down here that actually have gas furnaces. Not many.
Well, actually, you know what Tico tried to do? They tried to push a bunch of them on those houses being built. And now I get to go in there and fucking dick with those.
Yeah,
well,
a lot of them.
Do you guys have like natural gas
easy.
Or do you have to like fill up those tanks?
Natural.
Oh, see, we don't have those here.
I mean, you can get both here, but piped into your house is usually natural gas.
Yeah, and it's cheaper.
We have natural gas here, but my particular neighborhood is majority propane, except for my particular place is fuel oil.
Ew.
Oh, awesome. Very expensive as fuck right now.
Yeah.
I'd get a coffee can and build a fire and say, keep warm, fucker.
Yeah, no, I've got electric heaters. I don't use it. I can't afford that.
If
you want gas here, you got to get one of those pig-shaped things. You know those things we used to ride when we were kids outside that sit in the yard?
Brenda, is that
you talking about a potbelly stove?
No. Those are fucking oblong. I hate you guys. I hate you all.
He said oblong. Sorry.
He knows what I'm talking about. He just wants me to try to describe it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not surprising.
Go ahead, say what it looks like, Brenda.
I hate you, Dean.
No, you don't.
Wait a minute. Did you just say that I'm numb?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What? Bobby, you are not the judge of this.
I don't know. Can I be the jury?
No, God, no. You can't be racist and be the jury, asshole.
I am not racist.
How do you describe it?
I hate them all, man. I can't even stand white people anymore. You go around and you see all these white people that are trying to be black or Spanish. The girls that dress like the Spanish girls, or the white girls that dress like the Spanish girls. You're white. It don't look right. Stop. The guys, they go and get gold teeth and grills, and they shave their fucking eyebrows and put little notches in them, and they wear their pants down, or they steal their sister's pants, and they fucking wear those real tight. It's wrong. You're white. Stop.
You know why those white girls want to dress like Mexican girls?
I don't know.
Because the Mexican guys are the ones making cash money.
You're damn right, because they've taken our jobs.
Well, I mean, that's not my fault. That's the employer's problems.
Listen,
and they're not even that good of workers.
Here's the cure for those motherfuckers. You put fucking snipers every 2 miles. A good sniper has got a good fucking gun, and they can cover 1 mile, because if they're 2 miles apart, they'll see you in the center. And you do that for a couple of years, and those cocksuckers will stop coming here.
And then what, you just wait for like a lawnmower to start up, and that's how you go over there?
If I thought I am just mowing the grass, that's it.
Wait till you see a ladder come up on the top of a roof.
You do realize a sniper has a scope and can see a long ways, right? You do know this.
You should watch me play like Call of Duty one time. You would be surprised at the things I don't know.
Yeah.
The only reason I even play video games is so that I can cuss people out on the fucking mic or on the headset.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got a new headset.
So when you're gone 3 days a week, is that what you're doing? No, actually, do you want to know what I'm doing? Reading.
Lying
I know,
best.
I love to read. I'm like avid book reader. Nobody would believe this, but it's the only time I'm quiet.
Is that picture books and pop-up books or like actual books?
Your little fucking photo session that's coming later is really stacking up there. No, it's, I read, like, you wouldn't know, probably, because they're girly books, but it's, like, B.C. Andrews and Nora Roberts. Oh, I love fucking Nora Roberts. I like all of those J.D. Robb books. Man. Yep, me too. They fucking rock.
I think I fucking read them at least 3 times each, and I've got...
Oh, and true crime serial killer books. Those are my weakness.
I read whatever's on the back of the toilet if I don't have my phone. Sometimes I've read the 50 Shades of Grey books. I don't know the names of some of the other books I've read, but I've read some pretty fucking strange shit. You women are dirty, filthy books. I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, we are not.
Yes, you are.
Those books are not that bad.
I used to read forums that had nothing on those for fucking
You know what I want to know? Seriously, here is my fucking question to you and James. Why does it take you fucking assholes so long to take a shit?
As we read. That's our reading.
So you're not in there dropping deuces the whole time. You're actually in there just playing Candy Crush on your phone.
Depends if we just ate or not.
Or scrolling the news feed.
You probably just busted exactly what I was doing.
I just want to know. I just love to know that they're liking my statuses while they're in there taking dumps.
Absolutely, yeah. We are.
Yep. I gave up shampoo bottles and now I read Brenda Martin's wall.
I even comment on your
great.
On your
he turns his poopy fingers on his phone while he's reading my stuff.
I got shit.
At least I don't advertise it. That's what I'm doing while I'm talking.
Hey, I'm in a whole group that's dedicated nothing but the pictures of what they're doing.
Oh.
Hey, listen,
daily morning shit.
They have cannabis energy drinks. Isn't that an oxymoron?
Wait, what?
A cannabis energy drink? Wow. That's kind of like self-defeating, isn't it?
Yeah. Whoa, dude, I'm so... Wow, man. Look at this.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't care if I have drank an Amp or a Monster energy drink or something like that, man. You smoke a doobie afterwards, you're still going to want to sit on the couch.
Yep, that's meatballing me.
Unless it says on the back of that can that you're going to braid hemp rope like a motherfucker, yeah, that's a total oxymoron.
So listen, when I work, I haven't worked in so long, I smoke a bowl in between each call. And if my next call is 10 minutes down the road, I don't go straight to that call. I go and smoke a bowl, and then I go to that call. So that when I get there, I'm not talking real fast. And I can actually stand in one spot and look at these people and talk to them. Because when I go to work and I don't have weed, I don't do shit. I don't sell nothing. And people tell me, can you slow down? Can you stop talking so fast? Because I talk too fast. Weed is important in my life. I love you, Mary Jane.
Yeah, they're like, why did it take you so long to get here? You just were here yesterday.
Yeah. I tell them I got lost.
He's got the remnants of a corn dog stuck to his shirt.
Yes.
I've always got something. I eat all through the day. You know how it is, you get a bunch of munchies, you gotta go eat.
Even if I'm not smoking, man, when I'm out driving around doing jobs all summer, man, when those long days, shit, about every two calls, I'm hitting a convenience store to either get a refill or grab something to munch on.
I don't know how you guys do it, because I'm telling you, I'm a complete fucking idiot when I'm fucking high. Like, I'll get on the internet, on Facebook, and I'm like, all paranoid, and I'm like, I'll get sidebars open, and I'm like, look at this. By the time I'm done, I got 100 windows open on top.
No, I've been doing it so long. Now, when I first started smoking, I couldn't do nothing because all I did was giggle. I was a giggle box. And, you know, 2-3 years into it, I quit giggling so much. And then I quit sitting around all the time. And I started smoking weed to go do things. I got to smoke this before I go. I was one of those people because I hate people. And when I go out in public, I need to be high so that I can accept the fact that I'm stuck with all these morons that are... just have no common fucking courtesy or common fucking sense. That's why I don't go to the flea market. I run people over. All the Mexicans stop to look in the middle of the aisle. That's something they need to walk into the fucking place for. But they're going to stop in the middle of the aisle and get their binoculars out and look at it. Fuck you. I'm knocking you down. You're falling. I'm not stopping. I'm not changing my course. Get the fuck out of the way. I'm in a bad mood. Is it obvious? It's been a rough time.
No, we couldn't tell.
It's been a rough couple weeks, actually.
Bobby had to go in public today. Can you tell?
I did, too, and it was terrible. I went into the bank, and the people in the bank, it was like dealing with two-year-olds. They're like, I need two forms of ID. I was like, bitch, my lawyer's office called you and told you I was coming. I was like, and then I'm handing you my ID. Why do you need two forms of IDs? Because the check's more than $1,000. Okay. Look into my face and take my fishing club membership.
That's how it is here. They're like, we need two forms of ID. And people here, they're like, here's my license and my Social Security card. And they're like, no, you got your fishing license?
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, you're all right here if you can hunt.
Hunt or fish. I will kill everything we need to eat, Retriol. So listen, when you guys split up with ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends in James' case, hopefully, and when you with said ex and your mom and dad and brothers and sisters and other family members really like this person, and you know, when you break up with them, should your family break up with that person too? Shouldn't that, you know, everybody just parts ways?
I don't know. I've been married for 19 years. This doesn't apply to me.
What about you, Cheryl?
What?
Oh, God. Why do we even do these shows?
Well, you weren't talking to me. You were talking to Brenda, so I kind of tuned out for a second.
I was talking to everybody. It's like everybody conversation.
He said when you're going out with somebody and you break up with them, but your whole family still likes that person, should they still talk to them? You know, is it like if they break up with you, they break up with the whole family, or should they still be allowed to be like in contact?
Well, I can tell you that in my particular case, no one in my family will speak to my ex, but everyone in his family still loves me. So, personally, I think if it's over, it's over. I think it's better just to cut ties with everyone, just walk away.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean...
Too bad my family doesn't look at it that way.
Yeah, unless there's children involved or something like that, and, you know...
Right.
Some visiting going on with grandparents or something like that. That's one thing, but...
Fuck that. I'll bring the kids over to visit with my parents. She can stay her fuck ass where she is. I'll get the kids and go over there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I think it really should be in the interest... If kids are involved, it should be what the kids want.
My mama don't want... There ain't no reason for me to come to my mom's house and feel uncomfortable because that's... Janky fucking hoe was sitting there with my kid talking about,
Jiggy, you need to get another job and pay me some more child support.
No.
Yeah, but in theory...
You already get 60% of my fucking paycheck, so I'm going to poop on you if you don't leave.
Anyway, a friend of mine just popped up, and she said she's been married for 20 years, and if they get divorced, his family goes with him.
My in-laws are fucking super cool, and me and my father-in-law, before I even got married, agreed that if me and my wife split up, we would still be friends. We would be secret friends.
I think in theory, everyone should remember that at one point in time, whoever it was that they made a baby with, you know, whether it be the daddy side or the mommy side, that's who you chose. Yeah. So, you know, there has to be some kind of level of, I don't know, I won't say respect because that's a big word. But
one of my kids is from a drunken night in the woods, met a girl out in the woods and put my weenie in her. And 12 years
yes, but still at one point, you still wanted to stick your weenie in her, so you liked her that much.
She wasn't one of those, like, raised by a wolf women, was she?
Yes. She had hairy armpits, and I had to part
this story her. Just got so much better.
Yes.
I like this story now. I just turned into a porno, believe it or not.
I'm not sure if it was the roofies talking or if she meant it, but she said she loved me.
Yeah. She just wanted the other wolves to accept you.
Hey, James, do we, on our boards, do we see how many listeners are on that chat? Noliners.com as well as the noliners.com.
I can if I the listeners that are on there, if they hit the menu in the top left corner, they can pull it down and there's a play button there, so they can listen right there in the chat too. And those numbers will come up in our totals. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Cause, all right.
Now to see how many people are logged into the chat, I have to go in as an administrator. I can do that, but not while we're on air because it'll lock my shit up bigger than hell.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So I think I just had something go psst outside my house.
Psst, hey.
Okay. It was weird.
Is Dave home?
No. I'm glad I'm not named Dave. Why did Bobby is such a fucking lame name. I hate my name. My name is Bobby Wayne. And it just sounds fucking inbred as fuck. Your mom and dad was related, Bobby Wayne, you know?
Your name could be Bubba Wayne. I mean, that would be worse.
It is worse because that's what my fucking family calls me because my little sister.
Oh, God.
Yeah, my little sister couldn't say so she called me
We Bubba. Call my brother Bubba, too, and he gets pissed.
Yeah, I don't really care. My family.
I swear to God, he just started wearing, like, Abercrombie clothes and Hollister and shit, so he's, like, doesn't look like a Bubba. He's still Bubba, though. I've seen him drunk.
What is it with rednecks and drinking? We always want to fight someone.
I think that's everybody.
When you're with your friends, even, it's like, hey, fucking Jim, remember when you looked at me cross-eyed at the fucking flea market yesterday, you sumbitch?
It's like, give me a hot wing. And, no, I bought these. Motherfucker! Beer bottle flying, yeah.
Wings are hitting the floor. Fuck, I have none. You can't either. And I raped your sister.
And then you got your cousin who's crawling around down there still getting them.
Yeah. No, that's the meth.
Yeah.
Some of my family members need to get on that meth diet and lose some weight. Fucking that first.
Oh, you know wow. What I love? People that get on Facebook and fight with their family in front of everyone.
I did it this week, you fucking twat. What are you trying to say?
You did? I missed that? Where's it at?
On my wall.
I really didn't know. I honest to God did not know.
I'll tell you all about it. Fucking here. My favorite aunt in the entire world, my Aunt Terry, passed away. And I live like 3 hours north of them. And my sister and my mom, a whole bunch of other motherfuckers had to drive right by me to go down there. But any of them stopped to pick me up, take me down there with them because they know that I had no way to get there because of, you know, this accident taking my ability to make money. And no, they didn't. They just went right down there. And then guilt tripped me about it. So I let him have it. I went off on him. Suck my dick. You can suck my dick. That's all I can say.
Well, no, and you know why it is? It's because families suck. They're not like what they're supposed to be.
Nope.
Families are supposed to help one another out. And that doesn't even need to mean money-wise. You know, that just be there for one another. And that's not how it is anymore.
Nope. What did you do for me?
I honestly was talking about, I have a friend on here that I went to high school with, and I have her, you know, her mom's on my list, and her brother and sister, and but like every other week, that's all they do is get on here and air. Like, they'll start a little bickering, and you know, to get your fucking popcorn out, because it's going to be good. And they will sit and throw all their fucking family's dirty laundry out there for the next 4 days.
I have to be careful what I say, because my mama reads it, and you know how pissed off moms are.
Right. Well, one of these people is the mom.
Oh, that's delicious.
Well, me and my sister, like, you know, she starts out and she's like, don't get in the family drama. Don't post this on here. And by the time she's done, she's thrown all under the bus.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know who my favorite people on Facebook are?
Me.
The ones who think that they're so catty. You know, that just think they're so fucking clever. Like, wow. Hey, that's my game.
There's this
no
popping up.
Brenda, you're totally opposite of everything I mean. You're not safe about it.
There's this chick that keeps popping up, and her name is coming out of so many different people's mouths. I'll say her first name. It's Chloe, and she looks like one of those road hard, put up wet too many times fucking girls. I don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, like a younger, harder version of Rosie O'Donnell.
With a lot less.
Really? I was thinking more like Steven Tyler.
Wow.
I've had some time to think on that one. Sorry.
That is delicious.
I don't give a fuck.
You know what's so funny about that? I just seen a picture of him the other day, and he's sitting in a, and he's got his hair in a ponytail. He looks just like a chick. I am so.
His boobs are the size of a chick's boobs. I mean, he's a man now, too, but still.
Well, I mean, while you say her name, I'm just going to throw this out there because it's the same kind of shit. I hate when bitches are like, I'm over it. I'm fucking moving on. I'm fucking blocking you, and I'm done. And then they consistently, over the next fucking month and a half, go on every status they can find and talk about all their haters and everybody fucking wants to be them and admins are such assholes. And it's like, if you moved on, why the fuck are you still talking about it?
But you know,
to this day, to this very day, still talking about it.
They're right about the admins being assholes. Admins are assholes. The bigger the page, the bigger the asshole. And I'm not kidding.
Hey, man.
I'm not an asshole.
I'm telling you. All right, some little fucking 500 fucking likes page comes along and says, hey, will you share me on your big page? What do?
I absolutely share them.
I screenshot them and I laugh to all my friends.
What do you do?
I screenshot their fucking message and I laugh about it with all my friends.
See what I'm saying?
But I did the same thing when I was 20K. So,
yeah, I've never done that. Anyone who's ever taken the time to message me and ask me for a share has gotten it. No problem. What about
you? No, here's my problem. If you come to me and you've got 500 fucking likes and you're like, please help me, please share me, my grandma's got cancer. No. You can't even get fucking 600 likes on your own. I'm not helping you.
Do people really say my grandma's got cancer?
Oh my God, you never seen that chick on here?
No.
It's nobody we know. She was going around like last year messaging all kinds of pages. We don't know her. I don't know who she is. But she was just, she would send the same random message that, you know, she would copy and paste. And she was going to all these pages and she's like, I promised my grandmother that I would get her a 500 or a 50K page before she passed away.
You know what? I got to say this really quick. But when I was just a little bitty page, I messaged a few big pages who were kind to me. And one of those pages happened to be a steady diet. And you know which page that is and who owns that, Brenda. And he was like, okay, super kind to me and didn't even have an issue with it. You know, and he was clearly a bigger page than me. But, you know, I got a couple of replies that weren't.
Here's the difference for me, at least. There's a difference between, see, if somebody messages me, I'll go look at their page. If it looks like they're giving a shit and they're actually trying on their own, then fuck yeah, I'll show them all day long. If they come to me and they got like fucking 4 likes and they think I'm going to carry their ass, no.
I like to rub my vagina and read your wall.
You probably rub your vagina with your phone while you read my wall.
Right now I'm rubbing it on my titty trying to clean the screen off because I put greasy fingers
on your pen.
I just believe in like fair shot for everyone.
I used to be that way. But then, you know, everybody found out that you could make money off your pages, and then came the gold rush fucking admins who only wanted a page because they thought they were going to get rich. You know, when we started our shit, it was to be funny. It was so that people could see our shit and like it and laugh. It wasn't about money.
No.
And yeah, I make money. I'm not going to lie, and so do you. We know this. But at the same time, that's not the only reason we do it.
I don't make money. My page is purely for me to piss people off. And I pissed some fucking libtard off the other day on my page. And that's why I have my page. For grammar Nazis and the liberals. Nothing more, nothing less.
And you've remained true to form ever since. The first time I met you, dude, I looked at your page. I was like, God, this fucking shit is ruthless.
Yeah, we had fun. Now my new page, the New Winers 2, I really cut back on everybody's posting of the bad shit because it sucks to sit there and bust your dick and grow without doing a whole bunch of sharing and just people word of mouth coming along and liking your page. And I'm almost at 20K now. I've been almost at 20K for like 6 months. And Brittany started sharing it. So it's growing slowly, but I hate putting shares on my wall because I want my post to be seen. The shit that I'm talking needs to be seen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I've had some bigger people now, and I'm not going to name names, but like huge pages, huge. And they're like, I'll share you, but you know, I don't like the stuff that you post on your feed. You know, you come across as racist. If you cut that out, you know, I'll share you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I'll stay where the fuck I am for the rest of my life, and I'll continue to say whatever the fuck I want to say.
If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, fuck, I need to work on that if it's only kind of racist.
Oh, yeah, dude. I went totally in that direction and looked at views.
Yeah, I like
these. Because my thing is, I'm not racist. I don't post one thing about a certain group of people. I'm racist about everyone.
Fuck that white power.
Do I even make fun of white people?
White people suck. They're trashy.
White people do suck.
If they ain't trashy, they're fucking stuck on themselves, which makes them trashy. I'm trashy. I'm a fucking white trash redneck from Florida. I stand up for what I believe in. Fuck you if you don't.
And I'm people are like, you live in a fucking trailer. You got that right.
I do too. On a canal that leads to the fucking goddamn ocean. It's gorgeous.
Dude, I live in a fucking trailer on 5 acres of fucking land in the mountains.
Well, that's life. That's living life right there. You've got it better than me.
Shit, I don't know, man. I'd love to live in a fucking canal. That'd be awesome.
Again, my canoe and I paddle my ass out there and watch the sunset. It's fucking gorgeous.
Fucking like putting live chickens and tying them up in the canal and other people's property so that the fucking gators would come up.
No, over there. This is a saltwater canal. The gators aren't really in there. And I'm too far north. Saltwater crocs. Sorry to ruin your day, buddy.
You got anything else that eats people?
Sharks.
All right, see?
Manatees.
Day is now ruined.
I was swimming in the canal a couple months ago, and something brushed my leg that was larger than it should have been, and it was a manatee. And I don't give a fuck who you are, or something very large like that brushes up against you. It's a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I remember I Googled the fucking manatee thing, and I would be horrified.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm rewriting that song today by the Smashing Chickens, and I'm gonna write it about balls. Great big balls, having great big balls. And I'm going to become a YouTuber, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Yes, with all my parodies. I have so much shit written down, making fun of songs and just making up songs. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we didn't tell anybody to call in, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, good call. 813. Oh, that's right. That's what I was doing. I was trying to get in so I could put fucking the phone number in the chat.
I was too, but then James yelled at me.
What? I forgot all about it.
Where did I yell at you?
Actually, he said, we can hear it on the radio, by the way.
Tick, 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 tick. 813-642-7922.
813-642-7922. Deuce, deuce, niggas.
Oh.
Fucking Robin, man. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, but I only have $100, so I'm settling for a Puerto Rican one.
Yeah.
That's my feed for you.
My feed has gotten better for the last 24 hours.
Mine's gotten a lot better since adding that guy to my fucking friends list.
I just clicked unfollow on a bunch of people.
You're gay.
Yeah, and you didn't see my fucking thing about you fucking gerbils, so I must be one of them.
No, you're not. No, you just don't fucking talk to me anymore.
Well, you know, since I got that big page, I'm a stuck up comment.
To say yeah. I love you. You know, you are the fucking biggest lesbians that don't fuck on Facebook. You too. Yeah.
How do you know what we do when we're alone?
Whoa.
If you have phone sex, do you put the phone inside your vagina?
Not in the beginning.
Not in the beginning? Or you work it in there after a while?
We just turn on the cams and watch each other.
I would freak you out and just jump up and down in front of it naked.
I could see him fucking talking to us from his butt crack.
Oh, the first time I fucking video chatted was with my buddy, and he was over in Iraq. And when the camera came up, I had a hold of my Johnson, and I was swinging my balls back and forth right in front of the camera. He was in a room with like 200 other people, and a lot of them seen it. That was awesome.
Oh my God.
I miss him, man. I wish he didn't die over there. He was one of the coolest people on the fucking planet, man. Yeah.
What, did you play your bowl again?
How did you go?
Because you do it like 800 times a day.
Spill your bowl? You spill your bowl? That's no bueno.
He does it all the time.
I do. My brother gave me a new one, though, so. I have to use it. So I walked in the Facebook news feed. I'm just like, every other post is just fucking drama and stupid. So we're like, Brenda will post something funny, and then four posts following that will just be fucking tarded. And then Brenda will post something funny.
Dude, I like fucking run the news feed. I love that. And my mom tells people she don't know me. Imagine.
You're in my news feed a lot. I pissed a few people off today. On purpose, of course.
Imagine.
I'm a pretty good girl most of the time, but here lately, these little fucktards are pissing me off. I have to talk about it.
I don't know. I was in a pretty big group today, and I pissed a bunch of people off.
I know, the rats in that group. That's such a great group, too. You're in there making all the black people mad. Fucking racist bitch.
I know. What's funny is there was like four of them that were on my side.
I know. That group's great. That's probably the best group I'm in. I love that group.
Well, I wasn't even talking about that one. I'm in another one called the Cellulites or something like that. It's like,
that group is so lame. I don't get it.
It is. It is like nothing but a bunch of trolls. And they made a whole post about that Michael Brown bullshit. And they're all commenting all serious comments and going back and forth and being all fucking, like, important and all their shit's right. And I just comment. If I knew this was going to be that much of a problem, this is why we should have just picked the cotton ourselves.
That's right.
Oh my God, they went ape shit.
Do you know what that group reminds me of? It reminds me of an eighth grade class full of 15-year-old boys.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
That's what it is. And that's why I never go in there. If I see something from my newsfeed, I just ignore it. Because it's always something fucking stupid.
I did, and if I get kicked out, Tim has me back.
And then, oh, I have Sandy in my inbox telling me that she loves listening to us. She's cracking up.
Down. My balls are gonna bruise your butt. There's... Hello?
What?
What in the actual fuck are you doing?
What in the hell was that?
I thought my...
His balls were doing something.
Yeah, I was singing because you guys were boring me, so I thought I muted my shit and was just singing.
Oh, we were boring you.
Yeah, what the fuck? Whatever. Let's talk
well,
about.
Then you just pick up, sir, fucking
Bobby.
Oh, wait,
Bobby. Yeah.
Let's talk about resisting arrest and getting your ass handed to you and starting a riot because you were a fucking thug. Let's talk about that.
That's so last week.
Well, let's talk about the fact they are fucking known members of a gang.
Yeah.
But nobody brings that up.
Yeah.
How is that not a relevant point in everybody's conversation?
Yeah, because they're black.
I don't care. Maybe I'm in a gang. Who says I'm not in a gang?
We are in a gang. We're on a Facebook gang. Don't fuck with us, Patos.
You should start a Facebook gang.
FB for life, SA. Blah, blah, blah. You don't want none of these. We will cut you. We will cut you off of Facebook, SA. What the fuck, man? But, you know, I actually seen this thing where groups are going against groups. And they're like calling themselves Facebook gangs. It's about time.
I know. I was in on some of that shit last weekend, dude. It was a blast. I didn't go to bed till 9 o'clock in the morning.
Holy shit. Why even go to bed? You're just going to wake up tired.
It was fucking great.
That bowl looks juicy. I got some very stinky weed right now. Super stinky.
Dude, I was so fucking drunk, I was photoshopping people with one eye closed. And it came out pretty good, better than anybody else's still.
My wife. Hey, do you guys freak out when your significant other grabs your phone to look through it?
No.
No.
No, me neither.
Mm-hmm. I don't have one, but no.
Yeah.
He told me one time I need Jesus.
I do need Jesus to come over and clean up my yard.
I need Jesus to pick my vegetables.
Or is that Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. Same difference. But,
it's the only one I've ever seen.
But Jesus means, or J-E-S-U-S means two totally different things from the Bible to Mexico.
Dude, I got in a whole fucking biblical rant the other day. It was the most redundant fucking conversation I've ever had in my entire life. No matter what you tell those fucking religious people, dude, they will not fucking hear what you're saying.
My wife's wearing spandex leotard things. She's bending over and I'm going to have to go soon.
Uh-oh.
She said no. Hey, aren't you supposed to have gone and got my sister already from work? Oh, 10-4, roger that.
She told him no.
She did. It's part of being married.
Well, looks like you're not going anywhere.
Denied.
Denied.
What the fuck are you going on about?
Crash and burn. She'll fall asleep eventually, though.
To Shell's surprise.
Hey, listen. Did you know in some states in America it's still legal to rape your wife?
Are you looking right up now to see if Florida's one of them?
Oh, no. I know it's not. I can't remember which one is, but this one.
You already checked?
No, because I was in an anger management class, and there was a guy in there for raping his wife. So that makes it obviously illegal in Florida.
Yeah.
He was... Yeah, I got thrown out of that class for hitting him.
Good.
Fuck that.
Hey, Chick, listen to this. There is this story that I just found, and it says... Louisiana. It comes out of Louisiana. For reasons unknown, 46-year-old Chad Bibbin allegedly tried to kidnap a random woman from her driveway only to get his ass kicked by the woman's husband and son.
Nice.
He pulled into the driveway where the woman was unloading her car. He started yelling at the woman, then got out of his vehicle and grabbed her while stating she was coming with him. The woman wasn't having that and began yelling for help. While struggling with him, the woman was able to get the door open to her house, and both of them fell inside. That's when the husband and son jumped into action. The husband was able to use a gun to pistol whip him in the face, while the son and two other family members held him down until the police arrived. A police arrived and beat the shit out of him in front of the officers.
Fuck yes. See? Justice.
That's how white people do with the cops.
Here, let me tell you another thing. This guy was in a Save-A-Lot, and he was shot. He was a concealed carrier, and some fucking thug, hood rat, black guy, not fresh out of fucking high school, going to college, or preaching the fucking Bible, was holding a gun to the fucking manager's head to go to the cash register and get the money, right? And fella comes up, and he pulls his gun, and he says, stop right there. And the thug turns with his gun as he's pointing the gun at the guy before he even gets to where he can shoot him. The guy with the gun shoots the robber, the thug. Can you believe that the family is pissed off saying that he didn't need to shoot him?
Yeah, I can honestly believe that, because that's how fucking stupid people are.
That's the thug mentality. That's the black mentality anymore.
Next thing you know, they're going to say he wanted to pray with him.
27922. Call in and run your gums. You're big and pink anyways.
Say that number again.
813-642-7922.
Well, no, and here's what white people do. I read this story the other day about a man who was drunk, and he couldn't find his lighter, okay? So he starts fucking with his wife. Like, he's being mean to her, you know? He's fucking, like, abusing her and shit. So he gets out his gun, and he points it at his wife, and he's, like, spinning it around trying to look all fucking cool. You know, he thinks he's fucking, I don't know, John Wayne or something. And in the process of this, he shoots himself in the fucking head.
Good. Moron.
Nice.
And I guess, should we go, like, rally for him, or what?
No, let's go burn down local businesses. Only white owned, though.
yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Where's the fucking, the chat for the website?
I don't know.
You know, I don't know either. Hold on a minute. I think when we did just change it up, and I'm wondering if we lost it in that. Hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get it thrown back on there.
Oh, listen to this. A 40-year-old woman is facing charges after admitting to police that she stabbed her boyfriend because he ate Thanksgiving dinner before he was supposed to. Jacqueline Blake was apparently slaving off a few drinks when the boyfriend took it upon himself to dish up. When Blake came to, police said she went all kinds of batshit crazy because that's what holidays cooking and breathing does to women. That's what it says, and breathing does to women.
That's funny.
She chased him down out of the living room with a knife and stabbed him in the chest.
Nice.
Then she took the knife and threw it at him and hit him in the eye.
Well,
abortion free.
That cranberry sauce was worth it, motherfucker.
Did I have somebody over Thanksgiving dinner?
See,
2 weeks ago I would have, but now I'm over it.
Yeah, because you and I sat there for fucking 2 days in a fucking food coma talking to each other and eating nonstop.
I ate a whole cheesecake in 2 days.
Realize it. You made another cheesecake.
No, I really didn't. I only had one.
I thought you said you did make another one after that.
No, it was deviled eggs.
How the fuck did we not have any goddamn cheesecake, Elena?
Who said to him?
I love cheesecake now.
Can you see it now? Please call the Florida home because wife didn't make cheesecake.
We had cheesecake and pumpkin pie. That was our only dessert.
That's one thing I'm not as abusive to women physically.
No, we meant the police and ambulance would be there for you, Bobby.
Yeah, she would wait for me to go to sleep, and she'd probably cut my tiddlywacker off or something.
What did you just call it?
Tiddlywacker.
Tiddlywacker.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really have that many fucking cool names for our lady parts.
Yes, you do. Holy fuck, are you kidding me?
No, because a lot of the ones you guys have come up with for us are gross.
Like what?
Catcher's mitt. Really? You know what that sounds like? Some worn out fucking leather thing.
And there's a lot of them that look like that, my friend.
That catches big balls.
Yeah.
Come on, let's hear some more of your good names for our pussies.
Beaver.
Beaver.
Twat.
Crazy animal that burrows underwater and cuts down fucking wood.
With its teeth.
Yeah,
with its teeth.
Yeah, we'll slide our dicks in there. And beavers away on our foot.
Bearded clam.
I like that one. You know, I'm not going to lie. I don't really like to eat a hairy vagina. Nobody wants to put a dentist for a haircut. It's not right.
But you guys don't like to shave your shit. Do you think we like that any more than you guys do?
I trim my shit. My old lady's not going to go down on me if there's a veritable fucking forest down there.
I don't care about it. It doesn't bother me any.
No? See, here's what women can do, though. You can just take your hand and wrap it around the base of the cock and push down, and the hair all goes down, and you have nothing to worry about. Us, we have to part your lips the whole time. That takes two hands. I mean, well, you could do it with fingers, but...
Oh, God, take one hand off your cell phone and use two hands. That's a chore for you now?
Who's going to hold the camera then?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Is there an app for that?
Hey, listen, I had this fucking video that I made with this girl that I dated for a while.
Oh, God.
Listen, it was with a glass dildo. And it was one of those ones that looks like a bunch of beads, like, melted together. And
okay.
I was tearing it up with this thing. I mean, it was going, boom, 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 making the noises and everything. It was fucking great. And then I pound away on it for a minute, and then I stick it in her butt, and I dump my load in her butt, and it fucking comes out of her butt. This chick was dirty. She was a dirty girl, and I would high-five her right now if she was here. But anyways, that video was on one of those memory sticks. And I switched vans at my old job, and I forgot that memory stick in my fucking van. So I'm riding along down the road, and my two-way goes off, and Mr. Delightle, and it was my boss. I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, that was a pretty interesting porn you had on that little blue stick you left in your truck. I was like, dude, why would you put that in your computer and look at it? What if it had viruses on it? He goes, because I know.
You do the same thing.
You're damn right, and that's what he said. He said, because I knew it was yours and there was going to be something filthy on it. And I like, totally...
Dude, the minute you said that happened, that you lost the stick, I'm like Googling over porn, air conditioner, truck.
it was great. And you know what's worse? He never gave that thing back to me. I never.
Oh my gosh, so he still got it?
Yes, he does. No.
Bobby... Just so you know, from this point on, as to be a part of this radio show, I'm going to have to know all your previous employers' names.
This dildo is huge too. When it was glass, it was cool. You could put it in the fucking hot water, make it warm. You could put it in the freezer.
And she's like, you put it in her butt, and you're like trying to pull start her like a lawnmower.
No, that was her vagina. I put my weenie in her butt.
Oh my god, my weenie! I still need to know the name of your previous employers. I wasn't kidding about that.
He thought I was going to be embarrassed. Another time, I had taken some pictures of me and her fucking, and I had it on a... Oh, I got to sneeze.
Do you guys ever notice when he starts a conversation, I always say this. This one time at band camp,
yep.
Something bad's coming.
Well, listen, this one time at band camp...
Oh, God. Here we go.
But I had taken pictures of, you know, sex stuff, and...
What kind of sex stuff?
Oh, I can't talk to my wife.
You don't yada, yada, yada over the good parts, Bobby.
What's up, babe?
Oh. Ah, busted.
Yes.
Guess who's sleeping on the porch tonight?
Bobby.
He's going to be out on the porch taking a dump.
Yeah, I'm on the porch right now.
I hope he's got a bucket out there.
He's going to climb up on the roof.
I'll shit the canal, send the brown kids down to the fucking canal and float with the ocean.
That's how those kids got brown.
Sail away. Maybe they'll float back to Africa.
That's a long fucking way.
Yeah.
It is. That turd would stink eventually. Get all waterlogged.
Dude, like there's any fucking black kids near the water. That was a lie from the beginning.
Listen, alligators like black. They're not racist.
Nope.
How do you know black people don't swim?
Yes, they do, and when they do in the fresh water around here, the alligators come and watch.
I've never seen a black person in the water.
And the water beads off their hair. It's amazing.
It's like they got Rain-X.
Yeah, exactly. Put some Fog-X on their heads too, so they can see clearly. Man, you know what? You watch the videos on the fucking on the internet of all the cops beating people. Who are they? They're thugs that weren't fucking listening. The cop's not the jury. The cop's not the judge. He's the rule enforcer. He tells you to stop, you fucking stop. You don't keep walking and ignoring him, or you don't put your hands up to fight him. They're going to fight you, and there's a lot more of them. I've tried it. It does not work.
Well, no. What do you expect for somebody who just got done beating up a gas station attendant or, you know, a store attendant?
I'm not even talking about Michael Brown. But that's a good point, too. I'm talking about in general. I'll share a video after the show, and I want you to watch the whole video. There's like 40 videos. It's a compilation of like 40 videos, and there's not one white person resisting arrest in there.
Well, do they? You know how they make those compilations? How do you say that word?
Compilations? Yeah.
How do they make those on cops? And they make like the running away from the cops ones. Those are not white people. We cannot hurdle walls and fences.
Speak for yourself.
We're not all fucking ginormous fucking tall people, Bobby.
Boy, I can clear a 6-foot fence without even fucking touching it. And the Avoca Police Department can tell you that.
Dude, I'm fat and white. Have you seen that movie Tammy yet?
As a matter of fact, when this show's over, that's what I'm watching.
When she goes to rob that fucking gas station, or when she goes to rob that fast food place and she goes to jump over the counter, that's me.
In the previews.
Yeah, I would slam right into it and fall onto the floor.
Who all smokes weed on this show? Dick in your mouth? Hello?
I don't on a regular basis, but I do when I have it.
Yeah.
We know James and Cheryl do.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if Cheryl did or not, because I'm high myself.
She does when she's not dumping over her bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's falling out.
I do that a lot.
I had this piece for like 2 or 3 years, and it was a good piece. I didn't have a name for it. Do you guys name your pipes?
No.
Me neither. And I dropped that motherfucker the other night, like the 10 millionth time. And I love this pipe, and that motherfucker shattered. It went to pieces. And every time I would clean it out, I don't boil it or anything like that. I just use a paper clip to clean it out with a paper clip. And there's always one spot I couldn't get to, and it was huge, and I got to it. And I put it in a little container, and it's going to be good one day.
It's good today, you know.
Do you guys like let your kids know that you smoke pot?
My kids, I try to keep them away from it. I'm sure they don't think it's a cigarette anymore.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I was going for. So yeah. you keep it up, you keep it out of their way, you don't let them see it.
Oh, no.
Okay, so, like, this happened when my son's 16 now. This happened when my son was about 8 years old, okay? We used to think we were slick. We had, you know how you used to have the VHS tapes with, like, the cases that opened?
Yeah.
We had one of those, and we would keep our pipe and our papers and our little things. We'd clean the resin out and shit. Like, we'd keep all that in that box. And we just kept it mixed up with the other VHS tapes.
Yep.
One day my son's up there, and he's looking for one of his movies, and I'm like, maybe it's in that case. And he picks up the wrong one, and he goes, no, that's the one with your guys' tobacco in it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Real slick we were.
Hey, did you
get... You know what? When my daughter was two, she pulled a bag out of my purse and said, here, Mommy, smoke this. So that was the moment that I stopped. And she was two.
I put a cup full of cocaine in my sweet tea to make tea one night.
On purpose?
That's a lot of cocaine. No, I didn't know it was cocaine. I thought it was sugar.
Oh, oh, when you were a kid. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Needless to say, there were some upset people in the house.
Holy crap, dude.
My mom's boyfriend, whatever the fuck he was, my little sister's dad was big on the coke. He was a truck driver. So, you know, they geek out all used to. Now they get fucking spot piss chests. So. But yeah, that was good. That was good stuff. Because they watched me dump it in. I was like, how come this sugar's so powdery? Is this powder? I'm dumping it in, beating it off the side of the tea pitcher, trying to get it all unstuck off the side of the cup.
And then an hour later, they're like, God, this tea really winds him up.
No, they came running into the kitchen and looked at what I was doing immediately. Told me to go to my room. I didn't know what it was for years later.
Holy crap.
I was like,
that was probably like a shit ton of money.
My parents had pictures of me at their little hippie parties getting pot smoke blown in my face when I was like three.
Oh, yeah. Mine did, too. My parents owned a bar.
Pretty hippies. Is that why you are the way you are, Brenda? Grew up on a bar? Or in a bar?
No, I think that's why the people at the bar ended up the way they did. We live right next door, man.
That's awesome. I put my ass cheeks and my balls on the windows right when people would walk in.
I'd have my friends spend the night and shit, and we would make bets about how many fucking guys we'd see pissing outside that night.
See your dick.
We'd fucking get like a fucking laundry basket full of fucking water balloons and hide them upstairs.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That would be awesome.
It was great, man. My mom's like, I'm so sorry, you guys, you know, you have to live next door. We're like, don't be sorry.
So
it's actually where I met my husband.
Hello, Gatorade and a Super Soaker. Back Soaker. We let it sit in the back of the truck for the day at work. And it was super warm. And that night, we went up to the movie theater where all the buddies were. And, I was in the back of the truck, and I super soaked them and told them it was pee. But it was really yellow Gatorade that looked like yellow stains on their shirt and shit. Yeah. That was fucked up.
Wow.
Lost that night. Can you believe it?
No.
They didn't want to hang out with me. Fuck you, man. You pissed
me off. Yeah, I can believe it.
Like, it was Gatorade. It wasn't
Dude, they can listen to us ramble on about our fucking therapeutic youth.
We rambling about?
He's listening to us talk about our fucked up childhoods and how awesome they were. Let me ask you guys this, though. Have your kids ever found your sex toys?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I don't have any, so sorry.
None that's actually mine. Never happened to me, so.
What happens when you play with your sisters and you go to sleep and you're drunk? That's what happens. And then you have to explain how a dildo looks like a massager.
Had a neck ache. Got to come up with something quick.
Yeah, like when my parents called it wrestling.
Wrestling? So many
people. No, they said they were wrestling. And then for like the next month and a half, they made us start watching the fucking WCW or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they were really into it.
Yeah.
Now you guys know why I'm so fucking ate up.
It's horrible.
I'm what the fuck, man? I'm going to what's today's date, you guys? It's the third.
Third.
They're supposed to be shooting this big green beam from the visitor center at the fucking space center up to the moon. And there's these reflectors on the moon, and they're gonna shine it at the one that the Apollo 13 landed at. Six lunar landings on the moon.
No.
Dead silent fucking orbs. What the fuck?
Yeah, I seen the.
You cut out there.
I seen the story earlier about it. About they're shooting a laser at it, I guess, and it's supposed to reflect back.
Yeah.
I seen the story earlier, but I haven't been outside to look for it yet. I went out and smoked a cigarette earlier, and I didn't even think to go look for it.
Is that tonight, or is that tomorrow night?
It was supposed to be starting at 8:00 tonight. Eight o'clock Eastern time.
I'll be right back. I gotta go walk outside.
Did he really just leave to go watch a big green beam land on the moon or something?
Maybe he can get a picture of it. He can post it in the group for everyone to see.
I don't know. He wanted me to pay attention, but he said they're flicking beans at something, and I lost all concentration.
Flicking beans. Nobody said flicking beans.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
They're flicking a green bean at the moon.
A green beam. Like laser beam.
Never mind. I didn't care about that. That's like ruined it all for me. I was so excited.
Well, they're doing it from down here, so you probably can't see it anyhow.
No, it's really cloudy here. It's been raining all day.
Sorry, I have to mute and yell at my kid for a minute.
There ain't no fucking moonlight. I mean, no fucking beam from here. Can you see it from there?
I don't know. I'll have to go outside to see. Hold on a minute. Stand by. Maybe I can do that.
Look at a green beam.
Okay. All right, there's now a chat there on the page now, guys, on our website. On our main website, there is now a chat box just got put up. If you refresh, hit play, you'll see it. You can jump in there and chat.
I was wondering. I was, like, creating my profile and shit on here, but couldn't find the chat box anywhere.
Okay. Well, I just got the word from outside that it's not visible from here either.
No, it's fucking gay. Fucking right in their face.
Yeah, they said it was supposed to start like 8 o'clock or something, but...
Click here for chat.
I know, how fucking cool is that?
It's fine.
Email is not valid. I'm gonna hurt someone.
Yeah, I can't get into it either.
But where's the chat box? It just takes me to the No Whiners Radio and Social Club page.
No, no, no.
Because you gotta have an account. Did you make an account?
No, you gotta refresh.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no, I did should. Too, but it won't let me log in.
No, you should be
it
able to.
It let me log in.
You should be able to refresh the page. What, Bobby?
I'm just talking over you to be a dick, dude.
Yeah, I know, man.
You asshole.
I can tell.
There's a whole place
should be able
that
to
says
refresh.
Enjoy our new chat room, but you can't click it.
Yeah.
Sure you can.
Wow, that's a huge jump right there.
Okay, wait. James, explain this to me, please.
Hold on a minute. Let me let mine refresh, see what you guys are seeing.
Oh, see, I thought he knew what he was talking about.
Sometimes.
No, he didn't put a chat. He put two players. Why did he put two players?
I don't know.
Yeah, Roger can't see it. He lives in the same place you guys do. You guys should just listen. You couldn't even have to go outside. Fucker.
Yeah, actually, he lives over on that coast. He lives on
that
coast.
Well, he can't see it either. It's too foggy.
Holy shit. You see that? James, look at the numbers.
Yep, I see that.
Beautiful. That's delicious.
That's delicious.
I see the chat. While you guys are looking at each other's dick.
Hey, listen, fuck your mouth.
I'm in there. Now that you're all having a three-way, how about you fucking let me in, bitches? How about you scroll down all the way to the bottom of the page? You're getting a dick on your face later.
Oh, shit.
The penis in the...
Oh, I'm sorry. I was practicing.
Damn.
I love you. I love your vagina more, but I love you.
You breathe heavy into the mic. It's almost like you're a phone sex operator.
Maybe.
Well, now you know what she does while she's not on here.
Hey, did you see anything about the Jameis Winston, whether he was allowed to play anymore or not today?
No, I didn't. I don't pay attention too much to news.
Florida Texas.
Who the hell put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hello?
Hi.
Good grief.
So you can count to six.
No whiners, one.
That.
I can't get it in, you guys.
Use some lube.
Just relax. Just relax.
Wait, no. Wait a minute. I got it.
You could have just peeled some scabs off and let the pus run to get it in.
Blech. Bobby.
Oh, jeez.
Please don't make a fucking puke on the
phone. You know how bad that must smell? You know how bad that would probably smell?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Do you have a dipstick with that video on it?
Probably.
No, that would be at your house. Ask Claire.
Oh, no. He did. This is begging for it. Oh, no. He did it. Could you guys please help me get in here? You guys are a bunch of cocksuckers.
Everybody's cocksuckers. Everybody.
I do not. You're a dirty little liar. I'm a licker, not a sucker. Somebody kept calling me that. I was having this big fight on Facebook the other day in some group, and this guy just kept calling me that. You fucking cocksucker. Like, you suck cock. And I'm like, Dad, that's what you're going to say to me? That's your insult for the day?
Dude, I had the ultimate explosion of fuck you the other day, and it was the greatest, like, moment of my Facebook life. It was awesome.
And I missed this?
I don't know my email.
No. What,
you
Bobby?
Nothing. I remembered it. I couldn't remember my email address for the radio station.
You couldn't remember the one for the radio station? That one's the easiest one to remember.
What's your name, Bobby?
Bobby?
Come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobby. It starts with a B.
Yes.
Bubba.
No. It's Bobby motherfucking D, bitches. See? It says
you know, you know when I say Bobby D, you know what the D stands for.
D's nuts.
BB-fucking-D? Is that seriously how you put it in there? BB-fucking-D?
I think it is. So you know what? Fuck you guys in your chat.
Let me fix that. So
don't at me.
There.
I'm about to beat me a kid.
Should say that on a recorded thing, because, you know.
He knows I ain't going to beat his ass. Mo Gooder. I'm all like, come on, bada bing, get your ass in here.
She needs.
I'm just over here like.
Screenshot what you're doing so she can figure it out.
Just go to the original No Whiners page and scroll to the bottom.
No, I'm fucking done. I'm looking for shit to talk about now. You fucking faggot. I'm done with this shit. But everything I keep finding is way too fucking bad for us to talk about.
No, let's talk about it.
There's nothing ever too bad to talk about. She's derping.
Yeah, it's a Dream and Demon website.
What?
It's on a website called Dream and Demon, and it's honestly like the most disgusting people you've ever fucking seen in your life.
I love that website.
Is it like buttholes dangling out of the fucking rectum and shit?
It's a lot of, like, interesting, funny stories, but then mixed in are, like, child abuse stories and shit like that I'll just, like, scroll right over them because I can't fucking bear to read them.
Hey, Brenda, I just want to tell you that the Unlawful Babe Show is going to have a really hard time beating our numbers tonight.
Going to have a hard time what?
Beating our numbers.
Please.
Watch. We ain't beat us yet.
I'll beat you with my hands tied behind my back.
You haven't beat us yet.
You know what? Maybe I have a fucking porn star in line.
Who?
Why do you automatically assume it's somebody that you know?
Because I watched a lot of porn in my day.
Maybe I found your boss's memory stick that he has.
Oh, and you don't bring that.
Sure,
that'd be
actually, I want to hear this funny thing that has been happening on Facebook this week. So, it was brought to my attention that there is this. Okay, and it's from a state, and the group are all from the same area, like all in the same town, and they're looking for singles in their area to meet up with. When they find somebody that's willing, they post the videos of shit in this group of them.
That's hot.
Okay, so get this. So this video of this chick, she's a nerdy fucking ugly bitch, and she finds these two guys and they come over and they're going at it, her and the two guys. And she's like giving this guy a blowjob. It's honestly awful. Like, I know why porn stars get paid so much. Because this is just, it's treacherous. He's like trying to get his guy a blowjob and he's not even like that hard. So it's honestly, have you ever seen those videos of like the monkeys at the zoo that are like licking themselves?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Gosh, I thought. Okay. I was not willing. Didn't even hard on.
I know. Do what, Bobby?
I said, you guys are dirty hooers.
Oh, I know. So listen to this. So then we start screenshotting and everything and posting the videos in this group of ours where we make fun of people. And as this goes on, you know, people that I know start trolling this group of hers and make fun of it. Well, come to find out, she starts admitting, like, a couple days later that she knows she has herpes.
That's awesome.
But get this. She doesn't think that if she's not in the middle of an outbreak, she's not contagious is what she thinks.
Isn't that true?
No. If you have herpes, you have herpes all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
That is no way.
Yeah, you can pass it along at any time. I mean, because honestly, how would other people contract herpes? Nobody's going to go up to somebody and like, go lay down with them and be like, oh, look at those big, festering fucking blisters. I'm going to do that.
Let me lick it.
Why crack one open and see if I win the lottery? No.
Scratch open and get some lube.
So she starts admitting in this group that she has herpes. And, you know, people are in there, you know, all of us trolls, and we're telling her, you know, you can't do that. You know, you're giving everybody herpes. She's like, don't tell anybody. So, of course, we told everybody. Like, I don't know how this chick is going to show her face on Facebook ever again. She's out of high school. She's got everything about her.
Wow. See, you probably got yourself out there like that.
Dumbass story of the day.
Yes.
Well, one of many. A few aren't even worth repeating.
Yeah.
But that's a good one. I saw that the other night, and I wondered, you know.
How about this? A 10-year-old boy scout accidentally hanged himself with a rope while he was using it to learn how to tie a merit badge.
Yeah.
He was trying to get a merit badge for not tying, and he accidentally hanged himself.
That's horrible.
That's horrible.
I didn't know they made nooses in Boy Scouts. Fucking little retard.
You can't stand anymore.
I need them for nothing but trouble.
The youth of today is fucking ridiculous. You know that the Boy Scouts are gay camp leaders now? Or are they called cub leaders or something like that?
Scoutmaster. Troop leaders.
Yeah, scout. Yeah, there you go. I'm not saying
what they do?
They let gay camp fucking... Or what were they called again?
Scoutmasters or troop leaders.
Yeah, they allow those people.
But they're just gay, right? They're not pedophiles.
No, but they're gay, and I'm not sending my kids out with a bunch of fucking fags into the woods. It's asking for trouble.
You know that, like...
Michael
just
Jack,
because a guy's gay doesn't mean he's a pedophile.
I don't give a fuck. I'm still not sending my kid out in the woods with someone who pounds somebody else's fucking butt for a fucking good time.
Well, I'm not sending my kid out in the woods with a fucking troop leader of any kind.
You're crazy, man. That was some of the best times.
That just says fucking cult right there. Some guy in a uniform, dude, with badges on.
Yes.
Unless he's delivering my packages, I'm not going in the woods with him.
Do they have roofie patches?
God, I love that I can love guys and still disagree with you. I completely fucking disagree with you.
Roofie patches.
I just like talking shit about... just like talking
shit. I wonder if Bill Cosby was a scout leader.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He's a scout, all right.
Has anything else come of that? Is he in trouble or anything?
Well, no, because Michael Brown stole his thunder. Nobody hears about Bill Cosby anymore.
Yeah.
He's been replaced.
Bill Cosby's honor.
They said he'd go riot in Bill Cosby's honor.
In his town, burn everything down.
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to talk about on Friday night? You got anything dirty locked up yet?
Sex,
no.
And
lots
of
no, not at all.
One says sex, well, sex,
no,
sex. The other one says no.
I don't plan that shit that far in advance.
No, we're kind of like, you know, just a lot of it we figure out before the show, but I would say more than half of what we talk about comes up just out of the blue.
Well, see, unlike your show, we have callers.
Yeah, I don't really care if we have callers or not, so...
Yeah, we usually talk enough to keep ourselves busy.
See, the only reason we have callers, you know, we're the perverts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You get the horny old guy that wants to say, I'd fuck her. That fucking guy annoyed me.
Oh, my God.
I had to tell him to go piss up a fucking rope, too.
Yeah. Crazy old fucker.
I'm cool until you start talking shit to my friends when you don't know what the hell you're talking about. But then after that, I'm going to lose it. And he broke the rule, so he is no more. Not on my friends.
I talk shit to my friends. I talk shit to Brenda all the time, especially.
Yeah, but you're allowed.
Oh, unless Brenda says so.
Yeah, you're one of the chosen few. And that's only because I like your wife.
She's hot.
She's pretty hot. She's got to be pretty awesome to fucking put up with you.
You know, my lawyer says that to me, too.
I think everybody said that to Bobby.
Management, because I don't want to be on drugs. So when I go there, I'm going to be because I know they're doing the right thing. They just give them drugs. I don't want to fucking drugs. So I'm never nice to the guy. And he goes, how does your wife do it? I was like, she don't drink and she don't do drugs. I don't know how the fuck she does it.
Yeah, your wife doesn't drink or do drugs.
No, she doesn't even smoke weed. She is straight and narrow.
Holy crap.
Yeah, she's sad.
I don't think she last time I was, maybe.
Sober?
Yeah. Well, I got drunk when I was 15, so 15?
First 5 days in jail. There's no drugs, no nothing. You can't get shit 5 days. Gotta wait.
I have to see. Brenda, by the way. I have a date not Tuesday, Friday night. I'm going with this really nice guy to a Christmas party.
What's he gonna do? I've been on a whole time.
Yeah, I haven't been on a real date in a long time.
Can you just put it on a speakerphone and that could be part of our show?
No, he's gonna be at a bar because it's a Christmas party. Well, that might be kind of fun.
You got the first one.
That's not you and I.
You just put it down across the floor like a dog.
After a
That's
few
okay.
beers, well, not anything, but you know what I mean.
It's a beautiful
I had
man.
A point to that story. Oh, my point to that story was that it's the one time in this year that I will actually go out and get obliterated and have a babysitter.
So she's not going to be on the show.
I'll be on the
show. We're going to have to do it on a Saturday night.
Fuck her. We can do it without her. We don't need her.
Fine.
If you're not going to scoot across the floor like a dog, I'm going to have to find your replacement. I will find somebody on this fucking Facebook here that will scoot across the floor like a dog.
Oh, my God.
And since I have tile floors,
you
doesn't
totally would
floors.
Not dish your best friend like that.
You know that night Bobby's butt's going to be smoking.
Yep. I don't have carpet. I have tile. No,
you're
actually,
gonna have a fucking tile burn from hell on your butt crack.
My wife would be mad if I scooted across the fucking carpet with my ass. If I didn't, I couldn't at least a fucking doo-doo streak.
Well, as much as you fart, you'd probably get some extra, momentum.
When I say I'm moist, it means a whole different thing than everyone thinks. It means that fart was wet.
Damn.
That is wow. So gross. I hate little acne fags, I swear to God. Oh, wait, can I say that on the air?
Sure.
What, acne fags?
Acne.
I already did, I guess. Just add me.
Oh, acne fags. Thirsty motherfuckers. I hate that word, thirsty. Oh, nigga, you feel thirsty. No, I'm not thirsty, bitch.
I'm about
I'm
to start
drinking.
Shit with one right now.
It's okay.
Dude, I don't know where the whole thirsty thing came from.
I don't either. Some Kool-Aid drinking motherfucking hood rats, I'm sure. What's a thought? What does a thought mean?
I will Urban Dictionary that for you.
I love the Urban Dictionary.
Because honestly, I was fighting with some black dude on there, and that's the only word that he spelled right. and I made a point to tell him that.
Jesus Christ.
A thaw is a hoe.
Show.
I just told this dude, fuck you with that add me shit.
A thaw is a hoe. That's it.
That's super.
That is completely, like, lame. I was expecting something way cooler.
Yeah, way cooler. Hey, do the Urban Dictionary for Bobby. It's pretty awesome.
For just your name?
Yeah, Bobby. It's pretty awesome.
You know, people could put meanings in here. No. Are you kidding me right now?
Did you read it?
You just want me to say this out loud.
Say it. Say it.
I don't even think I could say it out loud. Wait. Okay, you gotta stop laughing if you want me to say it. James?
Yeah?
If you tape this, I will cut you.
I tape everything.
Bobby, this is the meaning in the Urban Dictionary. Bobby has a very big penis and is great in bed.
Oh,
no
wow.
Need for an example of the name Bobby.
Mark that audio time.
Wait, when did you get that put in there?
Hey, James.
He put it in there himself.
Can you give me the segment that she says Bobby has a big penis, please?
Yeah, oh, I've got the whole thing. I got the audio time marked. I'm going to go in and edit that piece out for us.
I am going to
put that on our button bar, buddy.
One part.
Our show is going to start with that every week now. Bobby has a
There we go. We're going to put that into the intro.
That is great.
Thank you, Brenda.
We're going to put that shit in the introduction.
Wait, do you guys want me to say it like the English woman? Remember what kind of woman?
Oh, that was an Australian.
Like, Bobby has a very big penis. Okay, wait. Here's the second meaning of Bobby. He's a confused man.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he is a confused man. He is great looking, always smells great, one that loves, does not know how to show it. He acts like a child. He is inconsiderate, but he is a wonderful lover. What?
I think my wife said that.
Wait, marrying him seems crazy, but you know there will never be a dull moment.
That's funny, man.
That kind of... I'm going to send this to you.
Send it to my wife.
What are you trying to... I'm not, like, in a fucking... It's not a subliminal message, dude.
Yeah, you should. I sent her the penis one.
Oh, my God. Why do I think he's not lying?
Because I'm not.
He's not.
But I'm going to look up James.
Oh.
And I heard her laughing from the fucking bedroom. It was terrible.
Looking up James now. Get your little tape recorder ready for this, James.
Oh, you know I got it ready.
Something good, I'm going that up.
James.
Son of a bitch!
Say it.
God, I don't...
Okay, are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
James, somebody that is usually well hung. People with the name James
continue.
Are usually known for their good look, especially the eyes, and women are just simply attracted to them. Oh, yeah, he's definitely a James. What the fuck, man? Did you guys put these in here?
No. Swear to Jesus.
See if there's one for me. I'm scared.
Where did you find that at?
Listen to him.
In the dictionary?
Oh, yeah, they want to go screenshot that shit and post it on their fucking profile.
Bobby, remind me to send that check over to Webster's.
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Here's Cheryl. A person with true beauty. A girl with such a kind personality that anybody will simply fall in love with. A Cheryl will help anybody out without hesitation. They have trusting big blue eyes and large bosoms.
Girl.
But,
that's
and, like like example says that Cheryl just saved 100 children.
God damn fucking Mother Teresa bullshit.
Yes. With big boobs, yeah, but, though.
Right. You. That Bobby's right. That's what I was going to say. At least you have big boobs.
Yeah, I do that.
They could have said that Cheryl was the alien nipples.
And I'm touching them right now. And I'm pushing them together.
I like
oh, wait. I didn't mean to say that out loud. My bad.
That's making my voice a different way.
You know, I'm not looking at my own name because it's going to be something bad.
You're a fucking
oh, you gotta look. I'm going to go look now.
I'm going to put a vagina where your mouth is.
Listen, I Photoshop more than you do. Are you sure you want to be putting anything where anybody's mouth is?
But listen. I got this new program, and it works pretty good. I've got burps real bad tonight.
I can hear that.
Did you say you have a new Prozac and it works real good?
No.
Urban Dictionary, Brenda. A very nice person with a beautiful face and a special heart.
Yeah, she's special.
That's it.
I paid my mom to put that on there.
A sexy girl with black hair and green eyes.
What the hell are you doing, Bobby?
How did that start playing?
I don't know. Apparently you pushed play.
Dude, I was not even touching my computer, I swear to God. I guess that should be our theme song.
Here's the whole meaning for Brenda. A positive, loving girl that you will ever meet. You'll never meet anyone else like her. She's always trying to help and always there when you need her. She makes friends fast and easily, and when the time comes, she will know what she wants. This girl doesn't give her heart away. You need to earn her trust and respect. But once you do, you will feel how special she is. If you are looking for a future partner, she is it.
Grab your ankle.
Oh, look at her. Did you know that she is the sweetest girl here? She must be a Brenda.
Oh. Yes. Oh, God, help me already. I'm going to put my own fucking Urban Dictionary meaning for my name in there.
Yes. Me too.
All it's going to say is, Brenda, this bitch will cut you.
I kind of like mine.
It's staged it. Why do you assholes got like 17 gas open?
It's 11.
It sure the fuck is.
It's
wow.
Over. I'm out. I've got shit to do. I got to go watch that movie with my wife.
All right. Well, hang out with us and let's everybody
that.
Say
that
goodbye.
Awesome movie.
All right, guys. I said, all right. Well, I said, if you guys are ready to wrap up, it is 11 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you fuckers make sure that you're listening on Friday night at 9 o'clock because we need to fucking blow Bobby and James away.
Yeah. Yes. Good luck.
Yep, good luck with that
one. I will have some new Urban Dictionary meanings for their name by then.
I'll be posting a screenshot here in a minute. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for listening here on NoWinersRadio.com and to the Asylum. And as far as I'm concerned, fuck this place. It's bullshit. I'm out of here. Are you guys ready to ride? All right. See you.
Place. union get arrested for sex abuse. So as you hit the door and the panties drop, a lot of sucking and fucking at the butt shop. Please come inside and make yourself at home. I want to fuck, cause my dick's on bone. You little whore, behind closed doors, you would drink my cum and nothing more. Now spread your wings open for the flight. Let me fill you up with something milky and white, cause I'm gonna slay you, rough and painful. You innocent bitch, don't be shameful. Break out the ice cubes and the hot water. This is the second half and not the second quarter. I'll fuck you till you sleep. You'll sleep like a baby. And in your dreams, you say I'm crazy in the fuck shop.